Before a doctor in Arizona can prescribe a drug like an opioid, they must first check with a state database that looks at a patient's prescription history. Ducey signed this mandate into law in 2017 in response to the growing opioid crisis here. But despite the law, Cronkite News reports fewer than 40% of doctors actually look at the registry. And there is little oversight to hold doctors and pharmacists accountable. Sheila Scholander is the assistant director at the Arizona Department of Health Services. And Sheila, can you first describe how this database is supposed to work?
So the Controlled Substances Prescription Monitoring Program is set up so that the pharmacies will upload their database into the, we call it the CSPMP, on a daily basis. So they're required to update it every 24 hours. So whatever is dispensed through a pharmacy gets uploaded into that database.
Okay, and then doctors are supposed to check that database now before they prescribe an opioid?
Right, they're required to check before prescribing an opioid or a benzodiazepine. However, there are a lot of exemptions for that law, so there are legitimate reasons why a practitioner would not check the CSPMP, and it includes things like the patient may be in hospice care, a patient receiving care for cancer. If the prescription is less than 5 days or more, the provider does not have to check. Mm-hmm. And if the patient is in a hospital or nursing home, an inpatient facility, they're not required to check.
So these latest numbers from your department that show that fewer than 40% of doctors are checking this database, this isn't entirely unexpected in the sense that you were never aiming for 100%?
Right. We were never aiming for 100%. The difficult thing is we don't know for sure what the ideal percentage should be because of those exemptions, and there's no information in the database that tells us the reason for the prescription. So we would expect the percentage to continue to increase over time as it has been increasing. Now, more recently, the Board of Pharmacy has been able to give us data that's specifically just looking at opioids and benzodiazepines. Mm-hmm. And as of March, the percentage of prescribers checking the database before prescribing for those two medications was up to 44.6%.
So you do see an increase happening. Do you think that it's high
Absolutely.
Enough, though? Do you think that enough doctors are taking this into account?
Well, that is a difficult question to answer. We would expect the percentage to continue to increase, but again, we don't know for certain what the ideal target would be.
Mm-hmm. The other part of this, Sheila, is about enforcement. Like, is there any way, or do you think there should be any way to check, you know, those exemptions and to enforce this law that's been passed in with this important goal, right, of curbing the opioid epidemic?
Well, and enforcement is not the purview of the Arizona Department of Health Services. That is really up to the licensing board. So the medical board, the osteopathic board, and the nursing board would have that responsibility.
Mm-hmm. So you outlined some of the challenges for some of the exemptions that doctors may be falling under, that opioid prescriptions may be falling under for doctors here. Are there other challenges or other reasons that you hear from doctors that they aren't going to check this?
Well, one of the main things is making it easy for clinicians to use. So one of the most important strategies that's been implemented and continues to be implemented is integrating the electronic health record, the patient's medical record system, into the prescription drug monitoring system. So you don't have to then log into a separate system to check a patient's record in the CSPMP.
Are there other things that you think need to change or could be helpful in increasing this utilization rate so that we can, you know, get a better handle on this?
Well, one of the things that's discussed is certainly promoting the use of the CSPMP as a best practice, as a standard of care. And the reason for it is good medical practice, and it really provides the provider with identification of harmful medication interactions that they may not have otherwise known about, can identify whether there are other providers prescribing controlled substances. So it's really a patient safety tool.
Sheila Schillander with the Arizona Department of Health Services. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.